May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. I did not have the pleasure of growing up on a farm, and I've never tried to shepherd a flock of sheep or herd cattle or any other livestock. What I can do, though, is herd cats. Well, at the very least, I'm pretty good at herding the two cats that we have. I brought a couple of sheep that are the same colors as our two cats. I bought these from the ladies at the craft group before Easter. Now, these two cats came to live with us about 16 years ago. Our son was 22, called his dad. Just as he was about to move home from Sarnia, he'd finished college and worked there for 1 year. He said, "Dad, could I bring a couple of friends home for just a few days?" Right? Well, in time, our son moved out, but not the cats. Fortunately, we had a large enough home. We decided at the time they arrived that for the sake of our dog and our other cat, we were going to let them have their own room in the house. So when it's time for bed, even to this day, as I get ready to head off and go up for the night, they also know they're going to go to bed. And these two instinctively seem to know when it's time to head off for the night. Sometimes, often, I'm the one leading up the stairs, and the two of them are following me. They're a little quicker. Maybe they might get to the top of the stairs ahead of me these days. Other times, I just have to get started towards the stairs at what they must have some kind of clock and know, oh, she's off to bed. And they trust that path, and they'll go ahead of me, knowing that the way there is safe and secure. Now, if my husband, Brian, is one going to bed first, which isn't very often, unless I'm working late on a sermon or something maybe, he will try, but to no avail, those cats will not follow him upstairs. They know my voice. It's me they trust and me they follow. So today's gospel reading tells us that we can know the voice of God. The voice that spoke creation into existence and speaks with the same power and authority today continues to speak to us through the words of Jesus, calling us to know his voice. Our world today is full of many voices, and at times it can feel like all of those voices are demanding, really demanding our attention. So what voice are we listening to? What voice are we allowing to speak into our situations, speak into our fears, and speak into our hopes? How do we tune our hearts to listen to the voice of truth and tune out those other competing voices? What do we need to do to tune out the noise that only seeks to draw us away from our walk with God? I have two Christian radio stations I like to listen to when I'm driving in the car, on my way in here and on my way home, and I'll flip back and forth between the two of them depending on the song that's currently being played or maybe the teaching program that's on at that time. Sometimes the choice between the two comes down to, well, which one of them am I getting the best reception on? What if it's like that for us? We're trying to tune into a radio station with a clear signal, but all we get is static. As we keep driving and we get closer, maybe to the radio station's transmitter, well, the static starts to fade and the voice coming through gets clearer. Through Jesus' teaching on the goodness of the Good Shepherd, we are being drawn and the attention is being given to the lack there is of spiritual and moral leadership. Jesus is presenting God's view of the world at that time when the state of the spiritual leadership of the nation was not good. Now, as often is the case with our lectionary readings, sometimes we need to expand it to include what happened either just before the gospel passage or maybe what follows just after. And in this case, it's helpful today to know that today's passage comes right after the exchange Jesus had with the blind man and the resulting conflict Jesus was having with some of the Pharisees. Jesus is making it known there are those who are nothing more than thieves and bandits, and they seek to steal and destroy that which is not theirs. And no matter how they look or sound, they cannot and they should not be trusted. We should be putting our trust in Jesus, the Good Shepherd, not only because he protects his sheep, but because he also provides for their needs. A good shepherd knows what the landscape ahead looks like. And we are told in the reading, Jesus goes ahead of his flock, guiding them. He's not behind his flock, driving them forward. So you see, the sheep in his care, they listen to his voice and they follow it because they trust it. Whereas the thief steals to benefit only themselves, the shepherd leads for the benefit of those following. They trust their shepherd's voice to the point that even upon hearing another voice, they will not follow it. A stranger's voice, whatever it may say, will not tempt the sheep away, because in the voice of the good shepherd, they know they have all that they have been looking for. They know they have found the one that is worth following. And no matter what another voice may say, what it may offer, or how it may speak to them, they stay true to the voice of truth. And this is part of our calling to Christ, that we stay tuned into his voice amid the chorus and chaos of the world, that we learn to recognize him as he speaks, while the world around us competes to be heard. So like that staticky radio station we were trying to get tuned into, it's as we struggle to hear things more clearly, and as we get better at recognizing the various voices, we will come to know and trust the ones we are called to listen to. I know in my own life, the voice of Jesus isn't always simple, nor is it clearly spelled out for me. I wonder, is it the same for you? While I was in seminary and a friend lived in the same community, sometimes we had the same classes, we drove in and out together. We would often say, wouldn't it be great if that billboard just rolled down and it was all spelled out for us? This is what you're supposed to do. Or maybe it's those signs we see on the 174 or the 417, the black and orange electronic ones with the message that lets us know, oh, something is coming up and we need to be prepared for it. Well, it sure would be nice if it was that easy, but it's not. The sense that I get from most of the people I've talked to is that knowing what is good and doing what is good is almost always a matter of discernment. Discernment for our hearts. There is a time for us to be questioning and doubting. Of course, doubts are raised. But today out there amid the noise of the world, there is that voice that speaks the truth, and a voice that speaks directly to all of us, the voice that calls us by name, calling us to him who is going before us into the world. Can you hear him speaking your name?